Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. All eyes were on Indiana Pro Day Wednesday as top quarterback prospect Fernando Mendoza threw in front of representatives from all 32 NFL teams. However, it's the Las Vegas Raiders that hold the first overall pick, and they're widely expected to select Mendoza in that spot. 10 members of the Raiders organization were in attendance to see their potential franchise quarterback, including head coach Clint Kubiak and general manager John Spytek. Mendoza completed 53 of 56 passes during his throwing session. He did not participate in any other testing drills, but he did weigh in at 236 pounds, which is 11 pounds more than he weighed at the NFL Combine. You can see Mendoza, as well as all the other top prospects, officially be welcomed into the league when the 2026 NFL Draft kicks off in Pittsburgh on Thursday, April 23rd. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Presented by Robinhood.
He crosses, spins, pulls up.
With Robinhood prediction markets, buy or sell your predictions all game long. No house odds, just you versus the market. Put your sports IQ to work. Trade every shot, block, steal, run, and moment that shifts the game. With Robinhood prediction markets, trade every play. Visit Robinhood.com/predict to start trading. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Advisory body positions open for Paso Robles. City of Paso Robles holding Airport Master Plan workshop this month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles is encouraging residents to apply for the current open board and advisory body positions. Positions currently available for the Library Board of Trustees, the Youth Commission, the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee, and the Arts and Culture Board. Applications for each body are due Thursday, April 30th by 5 p.m. Interviews are scheduled to happen mid-May. The Library Board of Trustees advises the City Council on matters concerning the library and library policies and services. The Youth Commission is a youth-led organization that provides opportunities and representation for youth in the Paso Robles community. This position is only available for those between the ages of 14 to 21. The Senior Citizen Advisory Body makes recommendations regarding issues of interest to the city's senior citizens. And new in 2026, the Arts and Culture Board advises the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places. A pedestrian was struck and injured in Paso Robles yesterday afternoon. Paso Fire and Emergency Services says that a white Dodge pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on the 1400 block of Creston Road at about 2:26 p.m. Emergency personnel arrived at the scene to transport the patient to a hospital with undisclosed injuries. No further information is available at this time. Paso Robles Airport Master Plan Workshop in mid-April. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Paso Robles will be holding a public information workshop on the airport master plan. The workshop will be held Wednesday, April 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport Terminal Building, 4900 Wing Way. The public workshop is an opportunity for residents and interested parties to learn about the ongoing airport master plan process, provide input, and help shape the future of development at the airport, according to the city. The master plan is a guiding document to improvements, safety, and economic development to the Paso Robles Municipal Airport. Attendees will be able to provide feedback and ask questions directly to staff in an open house format with no formal presentation. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm in a building at 1319 Spring Street, Paso Robles. Firefighters arrived, found light smoke and an active sprinkler system in the building at about 4:37 p.m. The fire was found to be extinguished on the second floor of the business and was not isolated to a single room. Firefighters remained at the scene to assist in the building, to assist the building owners with salvaging contents to prevent further damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The County Public Works Department announced construction activities will result in delays on Santa Rita Road between Cayucas and Templeton. Public Works says work will take place approximately 6.5 miles west of the Old Creek Road intersection between April 6th and the 24th. Heavy trucks will be transporting material and traveling through Santa Rita Road. Travelers should expect delays of about 15 minutes at the project site, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day. Work is part of the county's ongoing storm recovery process from the 2023 and 2024 storms causing major slipouts in the area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Guardians beat the Dodgers 4-1, the Padres over the Giants 7-1, the Braves beat the Athletics 5-1, the Cubs over the Angels 6-2, the Yankees beat the Mariners 5-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Mets. Yesterday, in the NBA, the Spurs beat the Warriors 127-113, the Kings over the Raptors 123-115. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, the Warriors will go against the Cavaliers, the Lakers will face the Thunder. In California news, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck Northern California early this morning. The quake was centered in Boulder Creek in the Santa Cruz Mountains at about 1:40 a.m. Residents as far as San Francisco could feel the shakes. A few dozen smaller quakes also struck the area. Officials report that California's current snowpack is the second worst on record for the start of April. Although the state saw average participation this winter, much of it fell as rain rather than snow. As a result, Experts warn that California's missing snowpack could bring in an early fire season in the mountains. The snowpack season low record is only beaten by 2015's record. The Golden Gate Fields horse racing track may soon turn into a new public park. The track, located in Albany and Berkeley, California, stands along the shoreline of the San Francisco Bay Area. It closed in 2024 due to waning interest in horse racing. San Francisco Trust for Public Land says it has reached an agreement to purchase the 161-acre site to create a new park that stretches along the bay's eastern shore. Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Last fall, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a grazing action plan with three coordinated priorities to boost domestic beef supply. First, improve the business of ranching. Second, expand the processing and market access. And finally, to build demand. This week, Secretary Rollins indicated that the plan is working and announced new further actions as part of the plan.
Back in the fall, with Secretary Burgum and others, we launched our plan to fortify the beef supply and rebuild the herd, lower costs, and ensure ranchers can have the same opportunities to thrive for generations to come. Since last fall, we have seen positive signs. Beef, cull, cow slaughter is declining faster than historic seasonal averages. The January cattle inventory reported an increase year over year in both heifers held as replacements and heifers expected to calve. These are encouraging early indicators that American ranchers are taking the first steps to retain cattle and to expand the domestic herd.
Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum added that this plan offers a single point of contact for dealing with these types of issues.
So with this grazing action plan, we're going to cut red tape and we're going to unlock federal lands. We're going to help lower costs.
The grazing action plan is intended to boost the supply of American-born, raised, and harvested beef.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
Cattleman Hinman Angus does one thing, Angus. Join them Tuesday, April 7th for their annual bull sale, selling 150 yearling Angus bulls at the ranch east of Malta, Montana. A powerful set of cow and heifer bulls offering performance, maternal strength, calving ease, and carcass quality. Featuring sire groups from HAPSI, KO31, BCC Rapport, Baldridge Badger, and more. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Bid online at bid.northernlivestockvideo.com. Call Dave at 406-654-4656 or visit hinmanangus.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Sonoma County dairy farmer Jennifer Beretta was among 10 leaders honored last month by the American Farm Bureau Federation as graduates of the organization's 12th Partners in Advocacy Leadership Class. PAL is designed to help agricultural leaders accelerate their engagement abilities and solidify their roles as advocates for agriculture. I learned a lot of leadership skills, Beretta said of PAL. A past president of Sonoma County Farm Bureau and current member of the board of directors, Beretta helps run the Beretta Family Dairy in Santa Rosa. The certified organic, pasture-based dairy supplies to the Petaluma-based Creamery, Clover, Sonoma, and has been recognized for its decades of environmental stewardship and conservation practices. My number one goal here at the dairy is to continue telling our story, Beretta said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on Highway 1 north of Cayucas at North Ocean Avenue. Again, there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries north of Cayucas at North Ocean Avenue. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. CHP says that one of the vehicles went off the roadway into a ditch. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. Cape Hurl News Time is 8:21.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are sharply lower after President Trump said the Iran conflict will take another 2 to 3 weeks. Investors were hoping for a swift end. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil is up to $110 a barrel. Brent crude at $108. AAA's national average for regular gasoline is up to $4.08 a gallon. Bed Bath & Beyond, which was purchased out of bankruptcy by Overstock, will now acquire the Container Store. The 100 Container Store location will be jointly branded as Container Store and Bed Bath & Beyond. Starbucks says it will expand tipping for U.S. baristas when you pay with credit or debit cards for mobile orders. And Starbucks also says it will provide bonuses to baristas whose stores meet performance goals. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Red Scooter and Deli, they've been helping you out with delicious food for over 16 years, right across from the city park and right next to the pet department on 6th Street. And they are open daily, 6:30 till 4. Remember, if you use promo code KPRL, you'll get a $5 discount. Order online or in person, redscooterdeli.com, or call them 805-237-1780 for Red Scooter Deli in Paso Robles.
Long for the good old County Board of Supervisors days, when districts weren't gerrymandered to promote a socialist agenda, when supervisors who lived over the water basin actually voted on the water issues, when our public safety in the county took priority over overpriced consultants and mental health for the homeless. Come to Slo County Tea Party meeting Monday, 6 p.m., April 6th, and meet our future District 4 Supervisor, Adam Verdin. Adam will help right the ship and bring sanity back to Slo County. Come early to meet and support Adam.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsite chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The last time we were together, we heard about Marquis de Moray, a French nobleman who arrived in the Dakota Territory to become a factor in the cattle industry. Today, we'll finish his story. Marquis de Moray came to the Dakota Territory with today's equivalent of $52 million. His idea was to build a packing plant in the Dakota Territory and ship processed meat back east. Things were going well for him until he got in a shootout and ended up in jail on murder charges. There was another cattleman in the Dakotas named Theodore Roosevelt. Earlier, Roosevelt had brought cattle to de Moray, and de Moray wouldn't honor the agreed-upon price. As Roosevelt left, he was heard to say that he didn't care for de Moray, but he feels sorry for his wife. While de Moray was in jail, stories circulated about the quarrel between he and Roosevelt. De Moray, wanting favorable press, wrote Roosevelt a letter with threatening tones. Although de Moray had a reputation as a duelist, Roosevelt responded that he was ever ready to hold himself accountable. Although acquitted, de Moray's problems were mounting up. The cattle weren't arriving fast enough to keep his packing house busy. Seeing another business opportunity, he bought four coaches and started a 215-mile stage route between Medora and Deadwood, hoping to get a government mail contract. But when things go bad, they really go bad. He had to close his packing plant. He never got the mail contract, and he sold his coaches to Buffalo Bill Cody. On October of 1886, a broke Marquis de Moray locked the doors of his 26-room mansion and returned to France. That mansion stands today, furnished just as it was when de Moray left. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation, 805-400-8822.
Local news update brought to you by Storied Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of Paso Robles is encouraging residents to apply for current open board and advisory body positions. Positions are currently available for the Library Board of Trustees, Youth Commission, Senior Citizen Advisory Committee, and the newly formed Arts and Culture Board. The Arts and Culture Board advises the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places. A pedestrian was struck and injured in Paso Robles yesterday afternoon. Paso Fire and Emergency Services says that a white Dodge pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on the 1400 block of Creston Road at about 2:26 p.m. Emergency personnel arrived at the scene to transport the patient to the hospital with undisclosed injuries. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Storied Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump touching on Americans' pain at the pump since the war with Iran began in his speech to the nation.
This short-term increase has been entirely the result of the Iranian regime launching deranged terror attacks against commercial oil tankers in neighboring countries that have nothing to do with the conflict.
Gas hitting $4.08 a gallon for regular, that from AAA. Diesel checks in at $5.50 a gallon. Top Republicans moving this morning to end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
Now Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune are apparently on the same page supporting this Senate bill and say they're going to try to get ICE and CBP funded through the complicated budget reconciliation process.
Fox's Bill Malusian on Capitol Hill. The four-member crew of the Artemis II mission about 227,000 miles from its destination, the moon. America's listening to Fox News.
The
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West June 20th. Outdoor Show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, little clouds today. Maybe some sunshine this afternoon. Highs right around 70, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, and then Friday, for your good Friday, sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. Back to the upper 70s on Monday, Tuesday. Low 70s Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8. Up and down, 6:48 a.m., 7:25 p.m. We're at 51. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, sound off. Karen will have on Josh Freedom. He's back in the United States. He's been around the country and been in Ukraine and so forth, along with Dave Duringer. And they'll be discussing the war with Ukraine and Russia, and also how the Iran war all fits in with this. Dave has some family members who live in the Ukraine. So we'll get a lot of information this afternoon. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need them, yep, you want them. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-5775. KPRL, here we go. I got a little something here on the studio musicians. Studio musicians who became stars, such as the one we mentioned, Glenn Campbell, Leon Russell, Dr. John. I've been in the right place in the wrong time. Phil Collins worked as a studio drummer. I didn't know that. Jimmy Page, before Zeppelin. He was one of London's most demanding studio guitarists. I have never been able to find it on the labels, but if you know the song It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones, that guitar solo, supposedly that's Jimmy Page. He must have been 17 or something at the time when he did that, because that song is from, It's Not Unusual, 1965, somewhere around there. Anyway, and who else? George Benson started as a jazz guitarist, and Sheryl Crow. Also, I know that Marvin Gaye did some drumming work for, it wasn't the Motown, it was not Tamla, I forget. Barry Gordy owned it before it became Motown. And anyway, so he was a studio musician. And there are a lot of others, as I mentioned. Pretty sure Ray Stevens and Roger Miller, that was it. Roger Miller was a studio guy as well, and or at least worked in the band of other groups, or other artists, rather. And then the famous one out of Nashville was the A-Team, where they did everything. I mean, they worked with Patsy Cline, Moon Mulligan, Jerry Lee Lewis, Brenda Lee. Even some worked with Bob Dylan, probably on the Nashville song, but you know, that would include the legendary Chet Atkins, and also you would have Floyd Kramer and others such as Hargis Pig Robbins and who was the other guy? Grady Martin, and just phenomenal. Just a phenomenal list of people who were behind the scenes, so to speak. You may have remember Buck Trent, the banjo guy. He used to be on Hee Haw, along with, remember, Wendy Holcomb, that little teenage girl? She used to appear on there. By the way, she passed away a few years ago. Very, very young. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this edition. Somebody sent me this, that middle schools across the country are seeing a shift, or a surge, if you will, in student focus. And this is after tech limited rules and regulations. Imagine that. Imagine that. We had to go all these years to finally figure that out. Okay, so at least they are going in the right direction for now, and we'll see how long that lasts. Okay, and another thing it was brought up this morning, and that has to do... We had the Easter question this morning, how much each family would in America would, on average, would be spending on, it says for Easter. It doesn't say specifically each day or anything, but, you know, we'll just assume the 3 or 4 days. And, Chris, one of the reasons why I think 175 is, maybe not, because I don't know how families, you know, gall at, you know, what they spend on, we'll just say, you know, the Easter eggs and, you know, the chocolate bunnies and all that. But what I was wondering if they, in this equation, and I'm assuming that it had to do with a traditional Easter dinner. Do people still have traditional Easter dinners?
I don't know what a traditional Easter dinner is.
I'm glad you asked.
Do we eat rabbit?
Well, maybe in King City. Now, according to this, traditional Easter dinner features A, honey glazed ham or roasted lamb. Which would you prefer?
Sorry, I was reading an email. What or lamb?
Honey glazed ham or roasted lamb.
I would prefer honey glazed lamb. Or honey glazed ham, sorry.
Right, okay. I would go for that. And then it's accompanied by ruining the meal by having vegetables like asparagus and carrots.
Ooh, give me some of that.
All right, that totally ruins the dinner.
Even grilled asparagus you don't like?
No.
Grilled asparagus is delicious. I don't know what you're talking about.
Grilled asparagus, it just stinks up the house. That's what it does. It ruins the taste because you can smell it. And while you have this beautiful honey glazed ham, you have to smell that damn asparagus. All right. Let's see here. Scalloped potatoes, those are good. And the hot cross buns. Of course, you got to put real butter on that stuff there. Now, other alternatives include roasted chicken, salmon.
Basic.
Yeah. Or pasta. Some kind of pasta. No, you don't have pasta on Easter. That's just, no, no. Now, the desserts would include something that, no. Carrot cake, coconut cake, and decorated sugar cookies.
All right, so we're getting somewhere. I will eat carrot cake and coconut cake, but they are certainly not my first choice for desserts.
Well, in most cases, you don't have a lot of choices between cakes, do you?
I mean, not. I guess if I go to like a grocery store that's got a bakery, I do.
No, but if you go to someone's house, you
certainly, yeah.
I'll pass on that. By the way, can you put some decorated sugar cookies in the oven? Because the other stuff is so I'll just eat the honey glazed ham and have the scalloped potatoes, and that's it. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How's it going there?
Fine, thank you.
Good. See, you know, I kind of heard about the history of why ham is the meat for Easter, which is that Easter, which is a Christian holiday, and Passover, which is a Jewish holiday, they're about the same time. But anyway, the Christians, they didn't want their holiday to be, you know, mixed with Passover, so that's why they had ham, which is that the Jewish don't eat, if that makes any sense to you. I heard that on the radio. They didn't want, you know, Easter and Passover to be mingled together. They wanted to make sure that people realize Easter was a Christian holiday, so they served a meat that the Jewish people don't eat.
Okay, which, you know, if that's all down there, but I'm just guessing that over the course of time, that the reasons, I don't know if they've changed, because is there any, you know, the information that you heard, was there any placement of time when this was decided or became an unwritten rule within the church?
No, I can't recall that. They may have said it, but if they did, I don't remember when it was. I wish I knew when that tradition began. Thinking back, I think it was the very first Easter. That's right. I'm pretty sure it was the very first Easter where they served, you know, pork rather than beef.
Okay, so then I'm trying to figure out if this is tradition or an edict from the church.
Yeah, I think it was a real, it sounds like it was a real official type thing, I think, thinking back. Well, yeah, they wanted to make sure that Passover, that Easter wasn't considered to be part of Passover.
Well, I can only think back, and not even completely, to growing up. I can't think back to the first Easter.
Yeah, well, the first Easter, you know, when Jesus was resurrected, way back then. Yeah.
All right. Well, what would you rather have, the ham or the lamb?
Oh, either one, really.
That wasn't the question.
Lamb.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you know, the fire, it's a two-story building. I'm pretty sure that's the pool hall, right above Bridges and the flower shop.
Okay,
the pool hall up there.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was was that a combination pool hall and a bar?
I'd never been up there.
I never have either, but I've seen
it. A friend has. Yeah, okay. A friend has been up there. He said a few things about it,
okay.
Which was that the guy who, supposedly the guy that is leasing that area up there, and my friend just can't believe how much money he put into that building, you know, even though he doesn't, you know, his pool hall up there, even though he doesn't own the property. He was amazed, and he told me somehow he knew, you know, how much the guy put into that lease building, and it was amazing. But it's a pool hall up there, I guess. I don't know if there's a place to live up there or not.
Don't know either, but that building has, that renovation goes back, and I think his place went in maybe 10 years ago.
I think it's a brand new building, bridges and
they redid it. I'm saying quite a few years ago.
Well, when the earthquake happened, I'm pretty sure they condemned where Bridges was, and I don't know if Bridges owns all three units. You know, the flower shop next door and the pool hall upstairs. But that's a brand new building. I'm almost positive, Kevin. After the earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, you take care.
All right, thanks. You too. All righty, 238-5775-238-KPRL. And does marijuana cause lung cancer? Well, doctors reveal and some studies show heavy cannabis smokers could be at a higher risk of lung cancer. As more U.S. states legalize recreational cannabis, new and developing research has pointed towards an increased risk of cancer. Now, one of the studies was done down in Southern California at the University of Brain Surgeons, found that patients who have heavily smoked marijuana may face an increased risk of small cell lung cancer and non-small cell lung cancer. Don't know that. And so the study also associated smoking marijuana with up to a 5 times higher risk of head and neck cancer compared to those who don't smoke. I shouldn't say I never would have thought. You put something in your lungs, it's probably not a positive anyway. Let me see here. Someone smokes marijuana occasionally, once a week, once a month, or a few times a year. Do they still have the same risk? There's obviously, this is part of the study, which I don't know how much it costs for somebody to come up with this answer. If they do it only those amount of times, there's a minimal risk. I needed a doctor's degree to figure that one out. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You had mentioned butter, and I'm just curious, do you eat any of the premium, expensive European butter? Or do you just buy whatever butter?
No, sir. I'm German-Irish. We're as cheap as they come.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest maybe on a holiday or some special occasion, you pay a premium and get like a Kerrygold or one of those more expensive butters, because I would say they're worth it, especially if you like butter on hot buns.
Okay. Well, as a matter of fact, I had 2 baked potatoes for dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. We pull out the special butter for certain things, and baked potatoes is definitely one of them.
Okay, so what makes this butter so much better?
I believe it's the fat content and the salt content.
So it's unhealthier than the other butters.
Exactly. But it sure tastes a lot better, because I think there's a lot of water in the Lucerne or the American name brand ones. And so, you can go anywhere. Even Walmart carries Kerrygold, and it's worth it. And I would not suggest you eat it all the time, because sometimes, you know, if it's on a sandwich or something, you're not going to get the impact of it. But it's definitely worth it on a baked potato or hot bread or something like that. It's well worth it.
All right. Well, so this leads to a question, because I was asking, you know, how much better can it be? Have you ever wondered about certain foods? Like, I will ask the question: can anybody screw up making a hot dog?
Well, you can burn it.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Do you like it grilled or boiled? I mean, there are different ways to cook them.
You know what? In the last few years, I like them boiled better because the grease comes out of it.
Yeah. Well, if you put them on a grill, some of the grease comes out too.
Yeah, but not as much.
Yeah, you get, well, you get the charred flavor. I mean, I going back many years, I used to stick it on a fork and put it over a burner and you know, char it that way.
Yeah. No,
that tastes pretty good.
I mean, I can go either way. It's just that my preference now is the boiled.
Well, okay, and then the same question. Which hot dogs do you buy, right? I mean, is it the cheapest ones, or do you buy a premium brand, or...?
Primarily the cheaper. Once in a while, I'll go for the what is it? The Coney Island.
Yeah. There's, I mean, the Hebrew National, or
The Hebrew National are really good.
Yeah, but yeah, but they're different, right? I mean, it depends what you're shooting for. So it's the same with the butter. Meaning, it's different. It's still butter, but it depends. You know, if you want that flavor hit that you don't get with the, like, a Lucerne brand or something like that.
All right. Do you find there's much of a difference? And I'm not talking about the high end stuff that you're referring to. A difference between the name brand and maybe a generic brand? Do you find much difference in taste?
Often not, no. I mean, there's certain things that, I, for whatever reason, whether it be good marketing or habit, you know, we stay away from the store brand. But a lot of things, we don't care. It's like whatever looks good or cheap.
Okay. It's pretty much the same. You know, and a lot of things that we buy is like, okay, there's either that, or you just get used to the taste.
Right. Or you have it. That's what you buy, and yeah, you're fine with it. And then if you switch, you may not, you know, like, well, it's not what I'm used to, so I don't like it. Even if it's just as good, we're creatures of habit to some extent.
Okay. Now here's one product, you know, that I really can tell the difference between the mayonnaise of Hellman's and Miracle.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
Oh, it's not.
Oh no, it's a mayonnaise substitute.
That's,
I mean, I don't know what the difference is, but no, there's a huge difference because it has to do with eggs, and I think the Miracle Whip has like hydrogenated vegetable oil. They're totally different.
Okay, that's don't put Miracle Whip even in the refrigerator.
Yeah, no, I mean, you'd have to, I'm sure you can go online and see what the difference is, but no, there is a big difference.
Okay.
And that whole thing is funny, too, because we get, what is it? Is it called Best Foods out here, right?
Yeah.
Is that what the mayonnaise? I mean, east of the Mississippi, it's called Hellman's, and it's the same damn thing, but for whatever reason, they call it something different.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good day and a good Easter.
All right. Thank you. You too. All right, folks. We're just about out of time. On this day, in 1978, the long-running primetime soap opera Dallas debuted on CBS. And, of course, the show was famous for its one of the season-ending cliffhangers about who shot JR. Now, it was originally intended as a five-part miniseries, but, of course, due to the popularity, it was turned into a regular series, and it lasted until 1991. Also, speaking of soap operas, The Edge of Night started in 1956, ran until 1984. As the World Turns, that started in 56 on this day, and it ran until 2010. My goodness, soap operas. I'm assuming there's still soap operas on in the afternoon. I know that used to be, pretty popular. Let me see. What's it? Guiding Light. And as I said, As the World Tunes, General Hospital. And I can't think of any others, but don't know if they're still around. All right. That is the final conclusion for this Thursday. Don't forget, the office is closed today and tomorrow.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A pedestrian was struck and injured in Paso Robles yesterday afternoon. Paso Fire and Emergency Services says that a white Dodge pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on the 1400 block of Creston Road at about 2:26 p.m. Emergency personnel arrived at the scene to transport the patient to a hospital with undisclosed injuries. The County Public Works Department announced construction activities will result in delays on Santa Rita Road between Cayucas and Templeton. Public Works says this work will take place about 6.5 miles away from the Old Creek Road intersection between April 6th and the 24th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Karen will have Josh Friedman. He's back in the United States. And also attorney Dave Derringer. They'll be discussing the war in Ukraine and, you know, and as well as the Iran and how this all fits in. Josh has been over in Ukraine, and Dave has family living in, and Dave has family in the Ukraine. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.